Geek Radio Daily for weekend eve, January 22nd, 2015. All the geek without the weight coming at you from the good folks from geekradiodaily.com. Facebook, Twitter, all those fun places you just might find us. The people bringing it to you today, well, the guy who has some kind of standards at Saucy.
Man, I love street fairs. They got rides, games, and ethnic food cooked horribly by white Americans.
Hi, I'm the guy that fits in at any occasion. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Why are you dressed like a 70s porn star?
Because I fit in at any occasion.
Right.
What happened, Joe?
Right. So in 1901, Queen Victoria died at the age of 82. She ruled England for 64 years.
It's a long time. 1951, Fidel Castro was ejected from a Winter League baseball game after beaning a batter and later gave up the sport for politics. And that's how Cuba became a dictatorship.
1964, the world's largest cheese, 15,723 kilograms, was manufactured in Wisconsin.
1968, Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, a fast-paced collection of sketches, one-liners, and blackouts premiered on NBC TV. It began the careers of Goldie Hawn, Artie Johnson, Lily Tomlin, and others.
1972, David Bowie announced he was gay.
1973, a Vietnam peace agreement was signed by the U.S., North and South Vietnam, and the Viet Cong.
Also in 1973, the U.S. Supreme Court made its now famous Roe v. Wade ruling, which says state laws prohibiting abortions before the third month are unconstitutional.
1982, 75% of North America was covered by snow.
1984, the Apple Macintosh, the first consumer computer to popularize the computer mouse and the graphical user interface, was introduced during Super Bowl XVIII with its famous 1984 television commercial.
1992, the space shuttle program STS-42 mission, Dr. Roberta Bonder became the first Canadian woman in space.
And in 2008, actor Heath Ledger was found dead in his Manhattan apartment surrounded by pills.
It's a damn shame. Birthdays?
Nick Simmons is 26, son of Gene Simmons himself on Family Jewels.
Nice. Beverly Mitchell is 34, Lucy Camden Kenrick on Seventh Heaven.
Olivia Diabo, 46, Karen Arnold on The Wonder Years, and Nicole Wallace on Law & Order Criminal Intent.
Balthazar Getty, who I guess you just don't know, is 40, Tommy and Brothers and Sisters, sure, but he was Dirty Steve in Young Guns.
Guy Ferretti is 47, he's a celebrity chef, and his self on Guy's Big Bite.
Diane Lane is 50, Sarah Nolan in Must Love Dogs, Connie in Unfaithful, she's in a ton of things, she's in The Perfect Storm even.
DJ Jazzy Jeff is also 50, Jazz on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
That's right. Linda Blair is 56, Reagan McNeil in The Exorcist movies, and she was in Caged Heat. I said it.
Jim Jarmusch, 62, director, Broken Flowers and Dead Men.
I'm ashamed of you that you missed John Wesley Shipp, who is 60, who was Mitch, Dawson's dad on Dawson's Creek, but was the Flash in the original TV show and currently Barry's dad.
John Hurt is 75, John Merrick in The Elephant Man, and Kane in Alien.
Seymour Castle is 80. Esteban in The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou, and he was in The Killing of a Chinese Bookie.
Piper Laurie is 83. Catherine Martell on Twin Peaks.
Diana Douglas is 92. Professor Tyler from The Paper Chase.
No longer with us this day, 1960. Michael Hutchins, lead singer of NXS.
Bill Bixby, born in 1934, of course from The Courtship of Eddie's Father, but you best know him as Dr. David Bruce Banner on The Incredible Hulk.
Ann Southern, 1909, Katie O'Connor on The Ann Southern Show, and Susie McNamara on Private Secretary.
Born in 1931, the legendary, amazing R&B singer, Mr. Sam Cooke.
And D.W. Griffith, 1875, director of The Birth of a Nation.
Probably not on TV tonight. Just guessing.
Tonight on ABC, the finale of The Taste.
No, what will we do without it? CBS with reruns of The Big Bang Theory, but New Mom, 2.5 Men, The McCarthys, and Elementary.
On NBC, new Biggest Loser, Bad Judge, and A to Z.
On Fox, American Idol Auditions 6. Still going through that, but the premiere of Backstrom.
Nice.
Tell that to the smoking house behind me.
On the CW, new episodes of Vampire Diaries and Rain.
On ABC Family, a good family film, Pretty Woman. Think about that.
Animal Planet, Wild West Alaska.
On AMC, Freedom! It's Braveheart.
On CMT, New Party Down South.
Bravo's got the Millionaire Matchmaker back, if you want that kind of thing.
On FXM, Eagle Eye.
On FX, though, it's 21 Jump Street, followed by the Archer section on Archer.
Big Daddy on HBO Family.
Disney Channel showing Hop, the Russell...
Nice.
Yeah.
New episode of Portlandia on IFC.
Nice. FXX, The Simpsons Season 6, where Homer becomes a Krusty impersonator, which is one of my favorites.
Tonight on Showtime, Four Brothers.
Spike TV for men, for guys, really. It's The Man with the Iron Fist. Punch, 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 punch.
Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe on Stars.
Sundance, 9.5 weeks, followed by a new episode of Babylon.
VH1 Classic, White Man Can't Jump.
Right, Turner Classic Movies, Singing in the Rain, and Try Not to Think of a Clockwork Orange as you watch it. Sci-Fi Channel's got WWE SmackDown, because why not? But tonight we're going to be watching the Discovery Family Channel, because at the insistence of their wives that their kids have to go to summer camp, two friends renovate their own camp and face a rival group. Cuba Gooding Jr. falls even further with not meatballs, but of course, Daddy Day Camp.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
Bad. Hi, I hope you can help me out here. Well, we're going to see what we can do. I usually take in spotting hidden jokes, references, and meta stuff in movies and so on, but in the last episode of The Flash, there was a Ghostbusters reference that seemed like it was supposed to be a meta joke. I did not get it. Is there some kind of link between The Flash and Ghostbusters, or was it just poor acting? Geeky greetings from the cold north. That's from Jesper. So, I don't think that it was poor acting. And there's not a link between Flash and Ghostbusters that I know of. I think it was simply the fact, and it was meta in this aspect, that you know good and well, if you said they had to shoot the guns at each other to cancel them out, you know you were going to say don't cross the streams. So they just decided to go ahead and say it and reference it because that's the joke you were going to make. And
right.
And I think that's how it was meta.
All right. Excuse me.
The good drop, though, if you really want to think about it, is they mentioned the Rathaways. You know, as the people that own that painting. And that's very interesting, especially considering the next episode. Ooh.
Flynn, get over the brain thing. Lucy was a good film. Also, Zero Theorem is awesome. I rented it on Prime 2 weekends ago and loved it. It's weird seeing him with a shaved head, but it's like Fifth Element meets Dark City meets Idiocracy meets the real world aspects of the first Matrix film.
Hey,
from Ryan.
Nice. Hey, with Zero Theorem, you had me at Terry Gilliam film. Absolutely, I'll be there. Now, Lucy, good film or fun movie? Because there is a huge difference. I'm willing to give it a spin because someone tried to tell me that it's supposed to be a very bad version of 2001, A Space Odyssey. If you'd like to drop a note, please do. It's podcast Billy Flynn, Flynnstress, Saucy, all at geekradiodaily.com. Wrapping up your weekend eve in just a moment.
Prepare yourself for action, romance, and spoilers. It's the Guilty Film Podcast.
Join hosts Kevin McKee, Andrew Nitsch, and their panel of scoundrels as they review their favorite cinematic guilty pleasures and reward their favorite Hollywood cliches with a prestigious trope award. Find us at guiltyfilm.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Proceeding was a paid advertisement sponsored by Taters.
What? Taters?
Taters is a delicious meal found in your grocer's produce section.
GuiltyFilm.com.
Yeah! Woo! Hi, this is Will Wheaton, and you are listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are on your weekend eve, so close to it. Getting ourselves there, it's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing.
Woo.
Gotta believe. Sometimes you just gotta believe. But what you gotta believe in today is the power of the people to play games.
Greetings, Starfighter. You have been recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier against Zur and the Clodan Armada. Get ready? Prepare for blast off.
Video games develop hand-eye coordination and make kids into better human beings.
You shotten herring! You are a scurvy louse. You are a slop bucket. You are a pus sludge.
Why do you have to read that in here? I'm trying to play a game.
One thing I know is that my allies and I had just obliterated the largest horde of rabid zombies I'd ever encountered, and then suddenly, Chief Wiggum 49 and Halo is my bitch 12 decided to frag me.
Well, stop us if you've heard this before, but it continues to be a slow week at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
So not really a lot. I mean, really, the new Nintendo system, Nintendo's got like the most. They have Breeze Blocks, a puzzle game that's out, Jumpy Cat, which you'll never believe what that's about.
No.
That some titles need to be better at that. And Midnight, which just is obvious. That's thank you for a clear title. It speaks for itself.
All right, PS4 is getting Dying Light January the 27th, as well as Grim Fandango Remastered on the 27th. Also, Xbox One getting Dying Light.
3DS has the Undead Storm Nightmare, which it's raining zombies, hallelujah. I guess it's raining zombies. And then the PC just has a few things like Project Night, Among Ripples, Toxic, and the next Penelope, or Penelope, if you like to say it the Penelope. Wrong way. Which, it's just an adorable way to do it.
I'm not wearing any
I
pants.
Am the Penelope.
Film at 11.
Geek News! Take a look at the world.
I forgot.
From a geeky point of view. That's all right. It's still new. So, Gotham. The prequel for Batman on Fox has been doing quite well and, you know, establishing, well, at least dropping in hints of all kinds of characters. And since the beginning, they've said they've been wondering, everyone's wondering, what about the Joker? What about the Joker? Come on. And we thought maybe the first episode they had the stand-up comedian. Well, turns out now there's going to be an episode that involves the Red Hood. And if you know your Batman history, apparently at one point in time the Joker was a criminal that had a Red Hood that he could see through and committed crimes before getting knocked into a vat of acid. At least that's one way it's remembered. So, no idea if we're going to see who's under the Red Hood or not, but the Red Hood is coming to Gotham, and this might establish how we get an early version of the Joker, which is damn exciting.
Interesting. So, when the Hobbit film trilogy began, a lot of big questions were hovering over the entire production, like, is it really a good idea to turn a short children's book into three-hour movies? Well, the fans said no. I thought it was great.
Yep.
I was glad for every minute that I saw.
Liked all the stuff.
Because the last opportunity we'll ever get to see anything Middle Earth.
Exactly.
But some people didn't like it, so one fan took the time together to throw all three movies into one four-hour movie.
Okay.
He got rid of a lot of the stuff, like the love triangles, and he focused more on Bilbo battle sequences and removing scenes designed to tie the story together to the events of The Lord of the Rings. I don't think I would enjoy it as much, really.
Well, you know, sometimes people don't like director's cuts. What are you going to do? So in a kind of surprising statement, Star Trek III is getting a new co-writer, and that would be Scotty himself, Mr. Simon Pegg. Simon Pegg's going to be joining up with Doug Jung, who created TNT's Dark Blue, and writer of the upcoming Bad Robot film Diamond, to write the script, because that's replacing Robert Orsi, J.D. Payne, and Patrick McKay, who had had the previous drafts but were asked to leave. So, a little more funny? Will there be zombies? I have no idea.
So, on December 9th, last year, we did the story about them taking down Pirate Bay again. And it was starting to look like it wasn't going to come back. Well, there's no longer an actual Pirate Bay, but if you go to their site, you see a 10-day countdown.
Interesting.
Resurrection.
I've never heard of that website before in my entire life. Thank you, FBI.
I don't know what it is.
I have no idea. George Lucas says that he was already planning to make a 7th Star Wars film before he ended up selling Lucasfilm to Disney. The interesting thing about that is he also talked about that he gave to the studio the plot line, the idea of what they were doing. Disney has decided to use exactly none of the material that George Lucas wrote for a Episode 7. So for those of you that were not the biggest fans of the prequel trilogy, you didn't so much like yourselves, you know, your Jar Jar, then you're not really going to have to worry about it. As he says, they made their own, so it's not the ones that I originally wrote. So yes, we're finally getting a Star Wars movie that has nothing to do with Mr. George Lucas, and for an odd thing, that somehow feels good. Strange. It's sad, kind of, too. GRD is Legends of the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Make sure you come by and check us out on Facebook, on Twitter, those fun places. And please come by the forums if you so wish and chat a whiles, won't you? At geekradiodaily.com. Make sure you drop us a note and, you know, figure out how to get into the forums, because you can't get in. Yeah, how about that? Reverse psychology. See what I'm trying to do. So podcast, Billy Flynn, Flinstress, Saucy, all at geekradiodaily.com. And we will see you in the morning.
I have no patience for useless things.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
So such a gigantic walking nightmare.
Good night, suckers.
What do you propose?
It's simple. We kill the Batman.
If it's so simple, why haven't you done it already?
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
How much you want?
Half. You're crazy. I'm not. No, I'm not. If we don't deal with this now, soon, little Gamble here won't be able to get a nickel for his grandma.
Enough from the clown!
Let's not blow this out of proportion.
You think you could steal from us and just walk away?
Yeah.
I'm putting the word out. 500 grand for this clown dead, 1 million alive, so I can teach him some manners first.
All right, so listen, why don't you give me a call when you want to start taking things a little more seriously? Here's my card.